Johnny and Alex, good luck. Break legs. I don't know what we say, but that thing.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 25, Pretoria 27, Mombela 24 degrees. A German man faces charges of human trafficking and fraud after he was arrested, along with two women who allegedly attempted to take to Croatia at OR Tambo International Airport. The 56-year-old appeared in the Kempton Park Magistrates Court yesterday and is expected back in court for a bail hearing on the 10th of May. Hawks spokesperson Polani Kwalase says border management authorities apprehended the two women after it was revealed that they were in possession of fraudulent Italian passports.
He facilitated their travel to South Africa, where they met and reportedly provided them with fraudulent Italian passports for their travel from South Africa to Croatia. In light of these developments, other role players were activated to ensure that the victims were transferred from prison to a place of safety.
Teachers Union NAPTOSA says a fight between a teacher and a pupil at Glen Vista High School in Johannesburg shows the extent and the breakdown of discipline in schools. A video of the incident, which reportedly occurred on Thursday, was shared on social media yesterday, leading to public outcry. Here's NAPTOSA's Basil Manuel.
It is really unfortunate that this particular teacher lost their cool, because at the end of the day, they will carry the can for that. And the learner will probably be back in class tomorrow. And even if the teacher comes off with his job still intact, he has to go back into that class, face those children again, and the culture of respect has been broken down.
The Good Party has dismissed the DA's suggestion for a special sitting to elect a speaker as the 6th Parliament concludes without filling the vacancy. This follows Nosibuye Mapisa Nqakula's resignation amid corruption allegations. Members of the National Assembly's Programme Committee rejected the proposal. Here's the Good Party's chief whip, Brett Herron.
To host a physical sitting to elect a speaker when that speaker may never preside over any sitting of Parliament certainly seems wasteful. The motive appears to be political and not really necessary.
Former ANC President Thabo Mbeki has rallied his support behind the ANC's decision to subject ex-President Jacob Zuma to a disciplinary hearing. Zuma is expected to appear before the National Disciplinary Committee on Tuesday over his association with Umkhonto weSizwe. Speaking on a campaign in Pretoria yesterday, Mbeki stressed the importance of the ANC to adhere to its own rules.
A very senior person like him, former president of the ANC, who does a thing which is grossly in violation of the constitution. The ANC must act, and I think they have acted. I think it's correct.
And the Electoral Commission has extended the deadline for online applications for special votes to midnight due to overwhelming demand. The online portal yesterday received 17,000 applications per minute. I'm Chanel September, net weer die hoofnuus. Die ere Duitse man is by OR Tambo Internasionale Lughawe aangekeer vir beweerde menshandel van vroue.
Now, from the station that plays more music you love, our weekly countdown has just got more. 20 songs more on the CTM Top 40. Danny, tell them.
That is right. It is the biggest countdown on Jacaranda FM. It's all of your favorite songs as chosen for by you. You know, you go to the website, you send me the messages, and you control the fates of these songs. Sabrina Carpenter was last week's number one with Feather. She does have a brand new single. Is she going to be in the chart twice? Is she still going to be number one? You decide. 0848500942. This Nilacht 4850942. Send me a message, or you can send me a tweet or X. I don't know what we call it. I'm old. Jacka and Jacka around 94.2. I nearly said Jacka underscore traffic. There we go. Let's get into this. This is the CTM Top 40, baby.
CTM Top 40 on Jacaranda FM starts in 40. 39. 38. 37. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36.